Hey guys, welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute here on the Sports Spectrum Podcast. I am Jason Romano. Today we're going to look back to November 28th, 2017, our very first year of doing the Sports Spectrum Podcast. It was actually episode 59, if you're keeping score at home. And we had Dan Orlovsky on the show, former NFL quarterback. He's since been on at least three or four other times, but this was the very first time Dan Orlovsky was on Sports Spectrum. This is before ESPN. This is before he made himself a household name in the broadcasting business and one of the best NFL analysts out there. 6 years ago, Dan had just retired, and he was trying to figure out what his next step would be, what his next journey would be. And I met Dan way back in 2013, 2014, so I've known him for over a decade. But having him on the podcast, he had just announced his retirement from football, and I had not heard his testimony. And that's what you're going to hear today. This is Dan Orlovsky from November 2017 sharing the moment that Jesus became real in his life.
I went on a pretty long process and journey. It probably, like I said, I always felt like I had this, I don't want to be like, I don't know what the best categorization would be, but I didn't want to be like a dirt bag, but I was.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a bad person, but I was. And so I always had this like kind of battle inside, you know, from when I can remember high school and college years. And then, you know, I'm in the NFL. And so I've completed this dream, right? I've reached the pinnacle. I've got, you know, a ton of money. I've got a ton of fame. I've got girls. I've got everything that I had thought my 14-year-old self would want. And I would sit in my room or my house at times and be like, wait, I've got everything I want and everything that I've worked for and everything that I thought would be awesome, but this is as good as it gets. Like, this is the pinnacle, because it doesn't feel like it. It didn't feel like this is what I'm here for. This is the best it's going to get. I've got everything I want. I still felt empty. I still felt like there's got to be something better than this out there. And so, and like I said, I knew I was becoming a man that I did not want to become. I did not want to become somebody who thought of women a certain way, thought of myself as a certain way, could treat people this way, could treat people however I wanted, could do whatever I wanted. I didn't want to become the man, you know, that kind of lived by the world, you know? And so I knew I was becoming that person. And so that scared me to death, because that was my biggest fear, was becoming becoming the man that, you know, I grew up so often seeing, you know, in community, in the world, right? So there's a couple guys that my second year in the NFL come to our team as free agents. John Kitna is one of them. Josh McCown is one of them. Mike Furry is one of them. And obviously John Kitna and Josh McCown, immediate relationships get struck because we're in the same quarterback room. And pretty early on, you know, I watched those guys do everything. And I don't know why I did, I just did. And I remember thinking to myself, there's something different about these three dudes that is really, really cool. And whatever it is, you know, whatever they were doing or had or how they were getting it done, I wanted it, because these guys were incredible dudes, awesome competitors, great workers, but great family men, and had great families and marriages. And I had this perception that, wait, you can't really be a great dad and a great husband, but also be, you know, I like to reference like a dog on the football field. Like, you can't be this fearless competitor and leader, but also like this sweet husband and caring and loving dad. And so I was like, why are they able to have both? And, you know, I just remember, I got to figure it out what it is. I got to figure out what those guys have. And the more time I spent with them, you know, they all kind of went about their faith their relationship with Jesus differently. John is very much so, you know, a bold, bold person when it comes to his faith and his relationship with Jesus. And he is very black and white with it. Josh is a little bit, you know, closer to Kitna and how he goes about his life. But Josh is got this endearing quality to him that you just go, man, you're such a good dude. And then Mike Furry is so much an action, doer, doesn't talk a lot, but you know what he stands for because of what he does. And those three guys incorporated with our team chaplain, Dave Wilson, kind of just sparked this journey for me of figuring out, you know, what was going to be, you know, how I wanted to go about making sure that I didn't become the man that I was becoming. And so we went on a journey of those guys pouring into my life and one-on-one discipleship. And, you know, I also said to them, I don't want to become a Jesus follower or a Christian because, again, I'm a white dude in America. You know, so I wanted to do a little bit of research of a lot of faiths, a lot of religions, because if I was going to, you know, entertain making that the center of my life, I literally wanted to believe it. I didn't want to do it just because, you know, 80% of the country did. You know, I'm a skeptic at heart. So I'm a person who loves to try to find the ability to disprove something. That's just how I'm wired. So, you know, I spent a lot of one-on-one time with John Kitna, and this would be, you know, John would literally have me over his house. I was, you know, not married. I was single. And John would have me over his house at 5 o'clock in the morning before we would go into work, and he would disciple me. And John was the type of guy that I could ask anything to, and if he didn't have the answer, he would get it. And then I spent a lot of time with Mike Furry and his family and just watching how he lived out this Jesus thing, right? This faith that he claimed to, he just lived it out. And then Dave Wilson, our team chaplain, was the guy that I would go to and say, well, nope, listen, this Jesus thing, I've disproved it, you know, and he would be the guy that would sit back and laugh and, you know, okay, well, listen, read this or read that, or hey, how about you read this book or read this article? And so, you know, it was probably a year and a half journey of me going, you know, through this educational process, but also this emotional process and this soul searching process. And I started to attend our Bible studies a little bit more. And it was all this kind of the building up of this journey, right? I started stacking these blocks, or people around me started stacking these blocks, and Jesus was stacking these blocks in my life. And we were sitting, on September 23rd of 2006. It's a Saturday night before a game at home in Detroit at Ford Field. We're about to play the Packers. And Dave Wilson, our team chaplain, and I can attest to this being a real thing, in the middle of the chapel, is like, listen, guys, I don't normally do this. This is really weird or random, but God's putting on my heart for someone to have the opportunity to accept Jesus tonight. And I just want to take a break from teaching. It's on my heart. And this is the opportunity. I don't know why, but the Spirit's telling me that someone in this room wants to accept Jesus. And Jason, I was that guy like sitting in the chair going, wait, is he talking about me right now? You know, to myself, like, wait, this is super weird. So, you know, it had come upon my spirit, you know, just something. Literally, I felt like this physical nudge to go, yeah, it's you, you know, like this, literally this nudge in my gut. And so that night I prayed the prayer of salvation in the middle of chapel, you know, to myself, and, you know, kind of whispered it under my voice, didn't tell anybody, but, you know, accepted Jesus that night. And then the next morning, you know, pregame, I'm running around and kind of doing what I thought was my normal routine. And Kitna came up to me and he gave me this look. He's like, did you accept Jesus last night? And I was like, what is going on right now? And I was like, yeah, dude, I did. And we had this really cool moment of embrace because he was such a big, you know, part of my journey. And you know, I was, you know, in that moment, I did a 180 in my life in that exact night.
And many thanks to Dan Orlovsky. Way back in November of 2017, one of my favorite things about this podcast as we do this Sports Spectrum Minute, when you got 6 years of interviews, over 1,000 interviews that we've done, I think it's somewhere around 1,200 interviews, which is just insane, and such a cool testimony from God that's allowed Sports Spectrum to be able to do this show, is to go back and listen to earlier interviews. Go back and listen, if you get a chance, to Dan Orlovsky from November 2017, knowing where God has brought him to today to be one of the best studio analysts out there and working for ESPN and really a household name in the NFL circles. Well, that wasn't the case back in 2017. Dan had just retired from the NFL. But go back and listen to kind of his mindset at that time compared to knowing where he is today. It's a lot of fun. And I appreciate Dan. I appreciate his friendship and his willingness to support Sports Spectrum to come on the show, really whenever we ask him to. And we try not to abuse that. Maybe once or twice a year at the most we'll have Dan on Sports Spectrum. But I just appreciate him being so candid and willing to talk about Jesus in the spectrum of what we're trying to do, no pun intended, with Sports Spectrum. So we appreciate Dan. Just a reminder for you, check out our website. That's really the best place to go each and every day for more content, even going back and listening to this interview that we did in 2017 with Dan. That's right at our website, sportspectrum.com. There is a ton of archival content going back as far as 1985 when Sports Spectrum first came into existence. Bookmark it. Go each and every day. Check out the devotionals and the podcasts and the articles and the stories at sportspectrum.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Sports Spectrum Minute, and we'll see you next time with a brand new full-length episode right here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. I hope you all have a great rest of your day.